100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Now, I missed the weekly challenge yesterday because, well, I'm not dead, otherwise you wouldn't be hearing me. Although you could be hearing me if this were in the archives. I could be a ghost. No, actually, I've been up in Squimbabwe. I'm back at SeaTac for a day or two. Gonna see a friend, then gonna see some museums, then see the Yankees get the crap beaten out of them by the Mariners. Why would I like the Mariners? I don't know. My team's in the AL West. Yeah, it's called the Astros. But I hate the fucking Yankees. So, anyway, this is the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with stories, and then I post them all here. You've heard this before, haven't you? So, we've got a bunch of stories in. Thank you for your patience. Lizzie, Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Tom, Sarah, Serendipity. Sorry, I just choked on the Jack and Coke that they left. You can get stuff in your fridge prepared for you as you check in. And the little Wi-Fi and the this and that, it's all prepped. I don't have to do a damn thing except sleep. Yeah, that's going to be a challenge. Well, I'll just get the AC down to about 40 degrees and, oh, more people. Serendipity, Norval Joe, and Tura! And Planet Z, of course. So, I've got my Diet Coke, I've got my Jack Daniels here. I am not wasted. I need to do a little something. I'm going to walk down to the 13 Coins restaurant. And the bunny is fine, and everything's going to be okay, so I will see you on the flip side. Thank you for your patience, and here's the episode that you've been waiting oh so long for.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The light coming from the fragile paper lamp didn't matter anymore. As she stood, waiting, the crowd gathered to watch. Whispering words. She couldn't hear them, but she knew they spoke. Then, unexpectedly, it was decided. Burn everything. And the torches were lit when she wasn't looking. The blinding light killing a soft glow coming from the frail paper lamp. The words were hushed. The crowd was silent. Let it commence. In a matter of an hour, everything was gone. The ashes thrown about randomly. She didn't mind. She thought it had been a fitting end to a sad story. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Greetings, juggalos and juggalettes. From Munzee, here with another 100 words worth of story-like substance for you. Get ready for something story-like. The Mind, by Christopher Monroe. I don't believe in mind over matter. I mean, the mind matters. Of course it does. But matter literally is matter. Matter is a real thing. It exists in space and time. Independent of observation, and it perseveres even in the absence of a mind to know it. And no, I can't prove that. I can't prove any part of it. Everything I can know, obviously, is filtered to me through my mind and colored by that fact. Still, though I can't prove it, I believe. I believe in matter. And in the end, to me, my faith is all that... Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. So we end things for now, juggalos and juggalettes. But I shall return forthwith. So forthwith. You won't even be able to even, you guys. So forthwith, you won't even be able to even!
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 539 on the topic of mind. My first story is called Sharing. My girlfriend had boundary issues. On our first date, she speared a scallop from my plate. You don't mind, I hope. On our second date, she said she was cold and took my suit jacket from the back of the chair. You don't mind, right? At the theater, she sneezed and grabbed my pocket square to wipe her nose. Ugh. Finally, I asked why she would take things without asking. She looked hurt. We're a team, right? What's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. She seemed quite startled when she entered the bedroom and found her sister straddling me. I looked up at her. What's yours is mine, right? I'm sure you don't mind. And my second story is called The Mind Reader. The three scientists looked at their colleague strapped to a chair. Electrodes ran from his head to a monitor. Frank had volunteered to be the first human to test the mind-reading machine. Ready? Bob threw the switch. The machine hummed and pictures appeared, blurry at first, sharper as the software adjusted to Frank's brainwaves. Okay, let's see what we have. Fear, that's normal. Frank's wife and kids. Beer. More images of beer. Well, that's not Frank's wife. Oh my, we're going to have to think of some euphemisms when we write the report. The machine powered off. The scientists looked at one another. Finally, Bob said, Gentlemen, this device is far too dangerous to allow anyone to use. We must destroy it before our wives see what's inside our heads. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everybody. This is Richard. And I'm feeling a little better this week, although still not 100%, but keep soldiering on. This is my story. It's mind-altering. You could say that I've lived a sheltered existence. Apart from alcohol, I've managed to steer clear of most of the vices that seem to be considered pretty acceptable in modern society. Other than the odd cigarette in school, whilst trying to impress a girl, unsuccessfully, I might add, I've never smoked, and a few ill-advised puffs on a spliff at a dinner party is my sum total when it comes to drug abuse. So, when it comes to mind-altering substances, I've a clean record. Until now. Big mistake. My mind has been permanently altered. To a cabbage. Okay, that's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, my people. Tom here, home from the Great White North. If you caught the national news about the Lower Lake fire, we were a mere 2 miles away from the fire line. If the wind had done a 180, it would have burnt right up to our door. This is the second fire inside a year. Good news, it hasn't gotten here. Bad news, lots and lots of grass and trees is left to burn. And my story this evening is called Left Behind. Rudy could hold three-dimensional structures in his mind. He could rotate, spin, and scale them across his inner vision. Layer upon layer, interlocking passages linking vast Byzantine courts to Gothic crypts. When they abandoned the city, they had left him for dead. If you have the mind to apply a spoon to a keystone, it's only a wall away from the central storage vaults. Rudy closed his eyes and began the trek across the citadel. He trusted his mind in favor of his sight. Beating against the sub rosa of his mental map was pure revenge. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. People are fascinated by the aberrant and macabre. That's why we rubberneck at car accidents and feel compelled to hear the gory details of disasters and calamities. We pretend our desire to know what goes on in the mind of a serial killer or psychopath is driven by a thirst for knowledge and understanding. The truth is, it gives us a thrill. So why not pop round for tea next Thursday? And we'll have a little chat, an educational experience that will expand your mind and build your insight. Although, I can't guarantee you'll leave with your sanity.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 539 with a prompt of mind. So here's my story. Mickey blinked his monkey eyes to clear them. He raised his head and looked around the small room. A woman he didn't recognize sat at a desk, typing on a computer. Her curly purple hair was pulled into an uncooperative ponytail. She chewed her lip, leaning close to the computer screen. "Would you mind removing this duct tape so that I can change back into a human?" Mickey asked. But all that came out was, "Ooh, ooh, ooh." The computer buzzed, and the woman turned to him. "Yes, of course," she said, standing. "Let me get you something to wear." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Turab Razoyano here with a story on the subject, mind. "Are you sure it's okay to eat them?" my girlfriend asked. "I mean, they look almost human." "Two arms, two legs and a head. The resemblance ends there," I answered. "The question is, do they have a mind? They don't think. They don't move around, go places, do stuff. They just endlessly praise God, who doesn't exist anyway. No more soul than a plant, and they're sitting ducks for a bullet filled with unholy water. On aesthetic grounds, I don't like to eat most of the humanoid body, but angel wings simmered in their own blood are to die for."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I walked to the public library for the exercise and free Wi-Fi. And it's nice to get away from the house every now and then. The chairs are comfortable, the air conditioning is great, and it's nice and quiet, unless some knucklehead is drumming on a table as he's watching rock videos on YouTube. Sure, he's got a headset on, but the drumming on the table is really annoying. I pull off his headphones. "And do you mind?" I ask him. He goes back to listening and drumming. Thank goodness they're corded headphones. You just can't strangle someone with Bluetooth.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories. I didn't even say what the topic was. It's on mind. I must be losing my mind. Do you mind? I don't mind. Never mind. So there you go. Thank you very much for being a part of this and listening, writing, waiting 24 hours for me to get the hell out of a cell phone dead zone and over to where there's Wi-Fi. I know it's hotel Wi-Fi, but still, oh my God, it's Wi-Fi. I am so freaking connected, and I'm like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. But you know what? There's love. I was seeing my parents, and I can't freaking drive their car. Okay, so the next topic is Flash. Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to find out more about the weekly challenge, the podcast, this, that. And once again, please accept my apologies for being so late. I'm going to post this up as if it were posted on Sunday, just to fool the people at the Guinness Book of Records, because I want to be the man with the longest fingernails. So have a great week. I will see you when you, come on, take the challenge. Write a 100-word story on the subject of Flash, and then record it. You don't have to record it. I can just post up your text. I'm not going to record it for you, but still. Anyway, have a great week, and as always, keep it brief.